Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast where we look at a special topic. And in today's show, which I am recording on September 20th, 2021, we're going to talk about the last few months of 2021 and how the energies are supporting your mission, your sense of self, your spiritual development. And this is especially for those of you who identify as a starseed, a light worker, a healer, an energy guide. You work with higher energies or more advanced energies. Perhaps you're really tuned in to cosmic frequencies, galactic energies, crystalline wavelengths of energy coming through. So many things that are happening at this time that I thought it would be vital and supportive to help understand what may be happening in your world as we move through, again, these last 3 or 4 months of 2021. So I'm going to focus on some of the energies that are supporting you, as well as how you are continuing to grow and evolve at this time, because the clear energy here that's coming through that perhaps you're feeling is one of moving forward. And that can feel like separation, where you're moving away from certain people, situations, jobs, locations. You're moving on. You're moving forward. You're moving into the next realm of your own growth, but you've probably been feeling a disconnect, and that is right on time. Those energies are showing you what you have completed, perhaps after a lot of healing cycles or karmic work. Perhaps you've come to understand more about what certain relationships were built on, what the true connections were, and maybe even the soul contracts that were in place. There can be so many possibilities here, but the energies of this big cycle are moving us forward, and it requires a disconnect, a separation, and a letting go from anything that might be holding you back. And one of the very clear themes at this time that I hope brings you even a sense of comfort is that if it's not connected to your true soul mission, your true authenticity, or your true energy, if it, whatever it may be, and it could be many things, if it's not connected to any of those authentic energy structures within you, it won't last. It has to go, because it won't be able to travel forward with you. And that's simply an energetics connection where the energy is no longer compatible or it doesn't fit together. Perhaps it's been fading away and you've been feeling it. And what can happen is that we can fight to get it back or to hold on to it. It's almost like when there are, let's say, friendships that are shifting and changing, and it doesn't feel good anymore. It doesn't feel true. It doesn't feel like the types of connections you want. The mind can look for reasons and solutions. The mind can say, oh, well, what if I try this? Or maybe we should have a conversation about that. Or what if we were to do something that we've always done together? And it's sort of this desire to reconnect or to revisit who you once were in that friendship or in that connection. And the energy is saying that unless that individual is also growing, evolving, shifting, there won't be a lot that holds things together. And you'll feel it. And you could feel it at the same time that this other person is feeling it, meaning you're both feeling a discomfort and maybe you don't know why. You don't have a solid answer or a solid reason, but the energy is just no longer there between the two of you and you don't have much in common. And so instead of trying to hold on to it or kind of shift back to keep focusing on it or to grab it and hold on, there's something where we're really meant to let go. We're meant to detach and separate. We're meant to free ourselves from anything that is not truly connected to the core of your energy and the core of your essence. And so this can bring up the emotions and some healing work. This can bring up fears. And of course, it will be different for different connections, different people, different friendships, different partnerships, even different career choices or directions you're going in your life. You know, we're undergoing such big change at this time that what we're really meant to remember is more of your connection to your soul's energy field and to go there first, for reconnection to yourself, for a strengthening of what is true for you now, for acknowledgement, really true acknowledgement of what you've healed and what you've moved through. And this is also about self-respect and self-recognition, because so many of us who have done a lot of healing work, you've been through a lot of transformations and changes, we can get stuck in this loop that can be unconscious, where we're just ready for what do I have to heal next? What do I need to transform next? What is the next big change? What's the next shift? And we're aware of these dynamics because we've been in them for so long. And you can have that willingness to continue to grow, shift, and change. But it is vital at times to stop and look at how far you've come. Look at how much you've shifted in the past 10 years, as the past 10 years have been huge on the planet, especially with the astrological energies and dramatic life changes that we have maneuvered and navigated through. So be sure to give yourself that self-recognition and acknowledgement of so much that you've moved through. Now, a lot of individuals at this time, a lot of souls came onto the planet understanding that this was a lifetime of a lot of work as we elevated and shifted the planet to a higher dimension and a higher frequency. And so what has happened for many light workers is that you came in with a lot of 3D experiences to be had. You needed to have certain things that you experienced, that you went through, that you participated in, so that you could be fully involved in what it means to be a participant and a contributor to the 3D energies, to the matrix, to however you classify it, because this would give you a really grounded, clear understanding of what it means to be on this planet, of what Earth is all about. And you could have felt your whole life, you don't belong here, this is very foreign, there's a lot of stimuli, you came in with too much openness. It's like you could feel like you're so open that you're really sensitive, right? Hypersensitive, also very empathic, very intuitive. And you came in with all these abilities and senses that had to be perhaps reduced, hidden, covered up, things that you didn't know how to use or manage in certain environments or certain relationships. You could even be understanding that you're way more intuitive than you realized, or you're way more psychic, or you have certain spiritual gifts that you shut down or turned off out of survival or necessity. Now is the time when those energies are ramping back up. They are gaining strength because as we move out of the 3D, we've been healing so much karma. We've been going through some very deep lessons and shifts and changes. And it's this energy of mastery that's been guiding you. It's a sense of you can handle this. You can move through this. You've got this. But it's also hard at times. That doesn't mean it's easy, but it means it will be worth it. Even when it's hard, tough, and you feel like you're being pulled to the bottom of the ocean, you still will manage to move through it because that's how you're energetically designed. And so many of us are energetically designed for these big energy turnovers, for these grand cycles. And part of us are here to keep moving forward with a willingness to leave behind what is no longer energetically true for you, what's no longer a fit, what no longer supports you or resonates, and also at its core, what is no longer loving you or respecting you. And these can be some painful realizations to have at times, where you're fully aware of energetic dynamics and you have to honor your own path. You have to honor going your own way. So there is courage required and independence. There is a lot of faith and trust required in huge doses beyond what perhaps you thought you would have to summon. And then this is where you call in more of that deeper connection to your soul's energy, to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. And the visual I get around this is that as we energetically detach and retract from what we've outgrown, where you leave it behind, you cut cords, you offer blessings and gratitude for what you've healed and learned, you then redirect that energy forward, and in fact, you strengthen the cords of attachment to your soul's energy field, where you're strengthening the energy between who you are in this lifetime, what you're about, what you need, what you feel is important for your work and your mission. You strengthen those cords of attachment to God, Source, Spirit, the universe, just as you detach cords or energy trails from other people, situations, relationships, locations on the planet. Wherever your energy has gone out, you're pulling it back in. You're really bringing it forward into yourself, but it's like in front of you. Like I'm seeing this as an energy bubble or a part of your aura that's in front of you, your own guiding lantern that's moving you forward, but it's connected to the authenticity and truth of your soul's energy field. Because when you're sourcing from that place, you don't need as much outside of you. Meaning, yes, we need relationships and we need connections and we need certain things in our lives, but this becomes more strengthening, self-reliant, self-sustainable. This is also where you're trusting yourself more. You're trusting your intuition, your spiritual gifts, and you're trusting that energy as it guides you forward. And this feels especially important as we leave behind a lot of energies that have been a comfort zone, that have been very much a part of our reality. And keep in mind, this doesn't mean that everyone has a big life change, meaning you could be in your same town, doing your same work, enjoying your same family, but your energy has shifted in a way that you're on a new trajectory for your own spiritual growth, and there's things within you that have changed at a very deep level. And this is what is being required of us at this time. This is also where we're being guided to move the energies forward, move the frequency forward, so that there is more focus on the 5D experiences, and millions of people are then contributing to those 5D frequencies in a very conscious, effective manner without creating greater turbulence from the disconnection from the 3D. It's almost like this graceful shift forward that is very possible, and it's about the energetics of it. And by energetics, I mean that it's not necessarily possible to have conversations with people about what you're experiencing or changing, because there could be some big gaps in understanding. There could be a lack of comprehension around what you're feeling, what you're moving through. And it's important for you to maintain responsibility to yourself. That's another big theme at this time, is the responsibility of your own energy, responsibility over what is correct for you, what is authentic for you, what is right for you. And you can make choices that are pro you, and they don't have to be anti or against anyone else. And I know I've used this example before, but you can make a choice that is pro-John, and that doesn't mean it has to be anti-Todd, right? It's like, I'm doing this for me, and that's what it's about. I'm doing this because it's essential that I go this way, I go down this direction. And this is a lifetime when so many advanced souls are here that you knew there would be these big changes and big shifts where you felt like you've lived 18 lifetimes before you're even 50. You know, it's kind of like you've had so many big changes and big shifts. And this is true for so many of you who are here to sample. I'm getting the visual of a buffet of earth experiences. Like, I'll try this, I'll do this, let's see how this goes, what about this, do I like this, do I not like that? It's like this sampling of different energies, perhaps different professional endeavors, perhaps different types of relationships or partnerships or friendships. Maybe it's all the above. But there's this sense of you've been collecting different experiences for your own wisdom, for your own understanding, for your own clarity around who you are and what is important to you in this lifetime, because this is a very big lifetime. And as we continue through the next few months of 2021, there are going to be more opportunities for you to be in a place of clarity around who you are, what you want, what is true for your heart, what is true for your energy, what is essential in your life. And it's going to be important to manage your energy and observe yourself as you interact with others, where, especially if you're an empath and you're highly sensitive and intuitive, you can sense when someone doesn't understand what you do, or they don't have enough information, they don't get it, they're probably judging you. That can be one of the undercurrents you pick up. You can feel triggered where you don't want to be judged. None of us likes to be judged. And typically that goes back to multiple lifetimes of judgment, where judgment was used to control people and to control us psychologically and emotionally, energetically. And you can step away from that. You can be higher than that, where you don't feel as affected by judgment or any external energies that might be influencing or infiltrating your energy. And because the holidays are coming up here in a few months, and that's when we tend to gather with family, and there's a lot of trigger topics right now, there's a lot of hot button topics that you're going to hear opinions about, and people are going to tell you what they think. Oh, they're going to tell you that you're wrong. Oh, they're going to tell you that they agree with you or they disagree with you. So all of these energies can be very strong. And what so many of us are energetically designed to do is to not be weighed down by them anymore, and to basically levitate up above and see the bigger picture of it all. See the bigger picture for yourself. See the bigger picture for the planet and humanity. And see how you can navigate through some of these energies in a way that allows you to do something differently, where that's the growth, right? Where you can just decide that you're not going to engage in certain conversations or certain topics. It's not worth your energy. You're just not really that interested. Another thing could be that you're very clear on what is correct for you and you don't have to have conversations about it. So there's different ways that you're going to be able to manage your energy that perhaps you weren't even aware of a year ago or 5 years ago. This is going to be a time of being surrounded by energies, but really getting clear on how you will show up, participate, or contribute within those energies, because you could feel quite detached from them, where you're not as triggered or you're not annoyed or you already know what a conversation is going to be or how it's going to unfold. And maybe you show up differently or you do something that feels empowering to you now and it is in alignment with where your energy is. So it's really important to listen to your energy, listen to your body consciousness, listen to your emotional consciousness, and be mindful of how you can go higher. And this is something you do for yourself. You do it because it's what is calling to you, it's what is resonating, and it's a way that you're continuing to evolve in this lifetime. Now, we're going to have an acceleration of energies as we move through the final months of 2021. And these energies are going to accelerate, especially because of the two eclipses that are coming up at the end of the year. On November 19th, we have a lunar eclipse at 27 degrees of Taurus. That is a full moon lunar eclipse. And 27 degrees of Taurus is a Pleiadian energy point. So this is a strong galactic activation of energies that will be coming in to alter the energies on the planet. And this is especially key for you if you have any planets or points around 27 degrees of Taurus. And even if you don't, you're going to feel these energies. So this is going to be a cosmic opening of accelerated energies coming in. And I see this full moon lunar eclipse as having a big clearing effect. Like I'm seeing this very high vibrating energy come forth, come in, and it's moving through the planet, and it's bringing in some type of light codes that are very clearing and cleansing. I also see them as neutralizing and calming anything that has been overactive or inflamed, anything that's been out of balance or heavily charged. There is an energy coming through here that's supporting the planet's evolution. And what this looks like, I'm seeing it as these blasts of light. They look like icicles, like these icicle wands coming through that can absorb and neutralize. And these icicle wands are designed to capture and subdue what has been too much on the planet. I don't know, I've never seen this before, so I'm just sharing with you what I'm getting. It looks like these are beautiful energies that are removing what is complete at this time. And it's so cosmic that there is a shift on the planet with this full moon lunar eclipse on November 19th. There is some type of galactic transition, timeline shift. I'm seeing heads nodding as I do this. Yes, there's things that are coming forward that have been needed on the planet, and there are many people who are going to feel a new sense of freedom in who they are. Okay, so now they're showing me that this energy is strengthening what is true for you by clearing out karmic fears that you've held across multiple lifetimes that have kept you restrained or have felt like there's been shame or guilt. Because it feels like so many people, when they arrived on the planet, they came here with such good intentions. I came here to help. I came here to assist. I came here for the transition and to bring in these energies and these frequencies. And then the density of Earth just was too much. It's a bit like maybe feeling like there's concrete in your shoes. And it's like, oh, this was so heavy and so intense and so emotional. I wasn't ready. And then through multiple lifetimes, there was an accumulation of fears, of density, of things in the emotional body. And because there's been so much work done in this lifetime already, for those who have had the willingness to heal and to shift, who have been through the dark nights of the soul and who have been through so many life changes to free yourself from that programming, I feel like these last two eclipses, 2021, are very much about energetics being reset, cleared, neutralized, calmed, and helping to also elevate you to that next level of your own mission work. Then we have the eclipse coming up on December 4th. That is a total solar eclipse at 12 degrees of Sagittarius. So it is ruled by Jupiter in Aquarius. And it is a total solar eclipse, which is when there is absolute darkness and a definite reset, an energetic reset. So whatever was neutralized or cleared at a cosmic level, November 19th, December brings in the reset, the restart. And with Jupiter in Aquarius, it's more about the Aquarian ideals, the age of Aquarius downloads, the, again, acceleration of energies, and the understanding of your own authentic energy. And now they're showing me snowflakes, and of course, how we are each a unique energy pattern. And they're saying that these snowflakes and these unique energetic designs are a part of our individual cellular makeup. That in fact, there are very unique, specific energies within us at a cellular energy level. And this is what's going to open up and blossom as we move forward. So what is basically transpiring is that we're being freed from more karma and past cycles. And I feel like the end of the year is opening up more potentials because of all the work that's been done and because of the willingness you have to stand in the strength of who you are, the strength of your soul mission, soul work, and this deeper connection is returning to that soul self. This total solar eclipse in Sagittarius is the last Sagittarius eclipse until 2029. And it's connected to reprogramming and recalibrating our belief systems. And because the South Node is in Sagittarius, it's all the things we've been letting go with that are expired, that no longer fit, no longer resonate, whatever has been limiting you and holding you back from a new truth. And so we've been building and growing a new truth system connected to higher values. I feel like both of these eclipses are powerful, but they're very different at the same time. And that's because the lunar eclipse at 27 degrees of Taurus, Taurus being an earth sign, and this is the first Taurus eclipse, and we will have three more into 2023. So we're seeing what has shifted within ourselves in terms of self-acceptance, which is a component of self-value and self-love, where you're really aware of more of what your core energy is. It's like there's something here that's getting to the core of who you are, the core of what you're good at, what your skill set is, how you're designed to participate here on this planet, how you are supported in showing up and in creating the life that's right for you. This is definitely a strong energy signature that's getting us back in touch with what that is and really strengthening it up. And then that total solar eclipse in Sagittarius, the fire sign, which is a masculine energy, whereas Taurus is a feminine energy. This eclipse is very interesting because it's bringing up more that we're done with. And Sag does things in a big way and in its own way, on its own timeline. I'm feeling this as permanent understandings of what you can't go back to, such as the previous version of yourself or a previous level of consciousness. These eclipses are catapulting us into more of the work we're here to do on the planet. And keep in mind, it's the energy you bring into the work you do. So that isn't as if everyone is going to quit their day job and become a Reiki master. It's wherever you are, it's the energy you bring in to that space. It's what you bring into your office, to the desk. It's what you bring into the Zoom calls and to your work with clients or however you're interacting with people. You can be an interior designer who is bringing in energies to people's homes that is very high vibrating, for example. So keep in mind, that's what's most important. It's not so much the title, it's the energy you're bringing into that area of your life and into that title. And so there will be opportunities here for you to strengthen your boundaries and to be okay with that, to be okay with boundaries, to be okay with energetic boundaries, to be clear around what is your responsibility and what is not. This is not my responsibility to manage. It's not my responsibility to take care of someone else's emotional reactions or what they're going through. Yes, you can be a good friend and a supportive person, but it isn't your responsibility. That is also a big energy boundary to keep in place, because when you're honoring boundaries and levels of responsibility, you're honoring your power and you're honoring the other person's power, their ability to learn from what they're moving through or understand what's going on or perhaps look at something in their life in a new way. So keep in mind that these energetic boundaries are really important. You don't have to hold back or dim down what you do anymore. It's almost like maybe a shield or armor is falling away, where you don't have to stay small or hide who you are. This is part of the new trend going forward into this decade, where more of us who have been on the outskirts, right? Like, we're not really in the mainstream dynamics here for good reason, but we've been doing our own thing in our little spiritual bubbles or doing things on our own that are not quote unquote typical, but we know how much of an impact the work has made or how it's helping people. And so what you want to do, if this resonates with you, is that when you're talking about what you do, you're talking about your work or your profession or something that you're interested in, you want to explain it in a way that other people can grasp it without using a lot of jargon, without using a lot of verbiage that maybe sounds too new agey or sounds too mystical or too out there. In other words, you want to meet people where they're at and speak in a way that honors their intelligence, that demonstrates the value of what you do and how you help people. And in fact, I just had a conversation with a mom friend a few days ago, and we were talking about astrology, and she only knew her sun sign as Taurus. And I said, well, there's so much more in your chart to understand. And I don't really do sun sign astrology. I do more deeper stuff into more layers, and I go into how it all fits together. And she was like, not keeping up with me. She didn't understand what I meant. She's like, I don't even know what sun sign astrology is. And so this was a good reminder for me to be in the basics, right? Beginner mind, the sense of, oh, how do I explain this in a way that is clear and simple and allows someone to be curious and potentially open to learning more? So then I basically broke it down to her in a very, what I would consider elementary way. And then I explained that there's so much more that is connected to astrology, and that's where it gets fun. That's where it gets personal and interesting and fascinating. So I had to make it very simple and then let it be. And a lot of times we're just planting seeds. We're just saying, this is what I do. This is what it's about. It's really cool. It can be fascinating to learn about yourself in this way. I've been in sales for a long time, so I think it's always good to throw in those benefits. This is what you'll get out of it. You'll learn more about yourself. You'll be surprised at what is revealed around your life path and your patterns. So those are some of the things that I use to describe this work. And it could be advantageous to look at that for yourself and sell the benefits. Talk about why it matters, why it makes a difference, why it's empowering. And another way you can do that are through client stories and things you've experienced with other people around this work you've done, where you just talk about, so this one client had this problem, and then you describe how you helped solve it or how you guided them forward, you know, what you did to remedy the situation or improve it. So those individual stories can really make an impact and help people understand what you do. It's also conversational, where you're not lecturing, you're not on a high horse. People get really turned off by that. I mean, don't we all? We want to hear things that are interesting, that are relevant, and a little bit even, let's say, pedestrian, where you're like, oh, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. That's relatable. That's a universal theme. So if you do things in the world that are very advanced or different and certainly not mainstream, you want to have a way to talk about it and explain it that is very simple, no jargon, no big fancy words that people don't understand. And you want to make it relatable by sharing certain client stories or experiences that highlight the value and the benefits of what you're offering and how you're helping people on their path. And I wasn't planning on saying all this, but it must be important, especially in regards to the holidays coming up, or maybe traveling to see family or connecting with people, where they're going to want to know, what are you doing? What's been happening in your life? How's work going? And you can tell them whatever your successes are, whatever you've learned, whatever you've moved through, and you can do it in a way that is very self-honoring, where you're proud of your work. You're really in that place of understanding how you're of service and how you're helping people. And that is one of the big energies at this time, where so many of you who are energetically advanced, you can still be in a beautiful place of self-recognition for your gifts and honest and clear in who you really are. Right? No more hiding it, no more shielding, no more holding back, no more self-judgment. You're also able to be stronger in your energy field because, as I mentioned earlier, you're connecting your energy field to your soul, God, source, spirit, the universe, with greater intention. You're connecting that cord in a very clear, powerful way. So that is where you source energy from. That's where you feel powerful and in charge of yourself, your energy, your mission. And it helps you continue to move forward into this new world that we're building, into this new energy that we're all experiencing, and in a way that is very self-loving, that is self-accepting, and that also allows you to fully love and see yourself. So these were just some of the energies I was seeing here around the last few months of 2021. I felt like it was a bit all over the place. We touched on a few different things, but I hope that it resonates and that it gives you an understanding of how you're right on time, of how we're moving into even bigger energies as we go through this decade, and yet this is what we're made for. So much karma is over. So many healing themes are done. There's a lot that's been completed. Now we go forward with this fresh, clear energy, and we do so knowing that we have what we need, and we can manifest what we need as we go forward as well. So thank you so much for joining me. I do have other messages that are channeled messages that you can find on my website at mollymccord.online. There's more information in the Galactic Center, which is a free platform that you can log into and listen to messages there. I also have some channeled messages on YouTube that talk more about lightworker and starseed themes as well. So I hope any of those are beneficial and right on time for you. And as always, I'm very grateful for your time, energy, and presence in this show. Thank you for joining me. I will see you back here every Wednesday and Monday. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful day ahead. Take good care.